Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, it's so cold. I fell up the steps on my way out of the house this morning.
Are they icy?
That was why, yes. I have done that before, but there was no ice. But on this occasion, it was ice. Good morning, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Hi, Tulip. Hi, Andy.
Morning.
You're right.
Yeah.
Brr.
I know. Did you make an igloo yesterday?
No, I made it the day before and then returned yesterday to take a few photos for Facebook because we didn't have time the other day.
Right.
And somebody had relieved themselves.
Right. So someone weed on your igloo.
Yeah, there was like a yellow little stain all the way down.
Ah, gross.
Oh, grim.
Oh. I mean, it could have been orange juice, but I don't think it was.
Best not to check. Right, are we ready for a weekend? I think we are. Podcast. It's your Churchill Magic 8 Ball ready for the weekend, Becky.
Oh, yes.
That was Calvin Harris.
I misheard you then, and you must have been trying to say to me, get the dog on, but I thought you just said to me, jog on. And I was like, hey, I've only just arrived.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, but jog on, love. Yeah. It's 6:41. I am ready for a weekend. It's been a real long week this week. It's because of the snow and ice. Hope you're okay today. It's Scott on the Chris Moore Show. Chris and the team are back on Monday. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Ollie in Walsall.
Ollie in Walsall, what is occurring?
Well, I've had the whole week off due to the snow, and then last night we were told to check the internet at 6:30 in the morning to see if we'd be in, and we are in today, and it's horrible.
Oh, horrific. That's not on, is it?
I know, it's not on.
There's no point, I always think no point in going back for Friday.
Yeah. Well, that's what we thought, and then we've had the horrible wait, like everyone's been talking about. All night I've been waiting, thinking, it'll be off.
But you've not been able to sleep, have you?
It's been horrible.
Yeah. Well, are you at school?
Not yet, no.
But you'd go to school, yes?
Yeah, I'm at sixth form, yeah.
All right, cool. So what sixth form is this, please?
Barbican Language College.
Oh, unlucky, mate.
I know.
One day a week, though, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's better than having a 5-day week, true.
Yeah, it is. You're up there with Vernon Kay now, he does one day a week.
Yeah, lucky.
You're in good company. Yeah? Think about
Wish
it like that.
I got
that.
Paid as much as him.
You what?
Wish I got paid as much as him.
Do they not pay you to go to school?
No, I don't get EMA at anything.
Rubbish.
Oh, no, not even that. Rubbish.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, well, have a good day-ish.
I'll try. It's better now I've been on Radio 1. It's all good.
Oh, aww. Bless you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Right, Big Brother. I didn't see it again last night, but I think that Westwood is going in the house.
Is he?
I don't know. They're talking about it a lot on the internet forums, on stuff like Digital Spy, but I think that he is going in.
Have you got any more information on this?
Well, I saw his Twitter about a week ago, and he was saying, should I go on Celebrity Big Brother? What do you think? Just put it out there, Westwood, why don't you? You're supposed to keep it a secret. but I thought he just meant as a, you know, one of the guests on BBLB or something like that, or Big Mouth. And then yesterday, you know I'm a little bit obsessed because it's all new to me, the Twitter thing, I saw him write that work have given him 10 days off starting on Monday. Now, how long does Celebrity Big Brother run for? Is it 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
I don't know. What, you reckon he's going to go in for the last 2 weeks?
And if he does, that is must-see TV. Think about it. Westwood with Stephanie Beecham and Dame Bowers and Cisco and Bass Hunter. It would just be amazing. But so good.
I think he's quite boring in real life, Westwood. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I think the real Westwood just sits around eating porridge, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I want to see that.
I think it'd be brilliant. I've always wanted to see like a docu-soap on Westwood's life.
Thing is, Westwood is like, yeah, he's a lot quieter.
Yeah.
He has some downtime where he's just like, speaks like that, you know?
Yeah.
I had a great cab journey with him once.
Did you?
Yeah, not that long ago.
What did you talk about?
We were going to the Student Radio Awards, that was it.
What did you talk about? It was quite a long cab journey.
We talked about, I can't remember. We talked about playing out at gigs.
Yeah.
Did he talk about porridge?
He talks about porridge a lot.
We talked about chocolate quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
Because he has that posh chocolate with like bits of strawberry in it and stuff.
Does he?
Yeah, but you'll find all this out if he goes in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Yeah. You see? You're going to see a different side. Also, Well, we'll find out today, I reckon. Also, Dane Bowers, him
yes.
being back on TV is reawakening a lot of girls' interest in him.
It is. I've forgotten how much I liked him.
And Laura, who used to work on this show...
She likes him as well, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, a proper thing for him. As she says, he's slightly past his best, and that's what she likes.
Oh, no!
When he went into the house, we always have this thing where we text each other every time someone goes in on the launch night. She texted me a massive, "Good morning!" What is it that girls love about the Bowers?
Are you sure she hadn't texted that about Stephen Baldwin and
no,
he just got a delay on the message?
I love his small eyes. What is it about Bowers, though?
I don't know, I can't explain.
But you love it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, there is something there.
It's back on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you actually own any of his music?
No.
Right.
Just liked looking at
See,
him.
See, my brother's girlfriend has...
True Steppers album?
Had a Dane Bowers album. But I think that's fine again now.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
It's the Zane Lowe Takeovers on Radio 1. But who's it going to be? Will it be DJ Chucky off of Holland? Or will it be Florence Welch off of Florence and the Machine? Is she Denise Welch's daughter off of Loose Women?
Yeah, I think so, because Denise is, dyes her hair, doesn't she, I think?
And why would that make her daughter?
Well, Florence has got different colour hair. But I'm just thinking that if Denise
Same.
Dyes hers
yeah,
blonde,
yeah, actually,
then...
Yeah, true. So which one is it, Chucky or Florence?
Chucky.
I would love that so much. Yeah, it's a Zane Lowe show with me, Chucky. Sadly not. Much as I love Florence, Chucky would probably be better for comedy value.
Saying about Florence's presenting
value.
Skills.
She's going to be good. Zane's off in New Zealand like he does this time every year for like weeks. So,
But he's got a big dog at his house.
Yes, he has.
Mm.
There is someone in now. So don't even think about it, burglars. Monday from 7 p.m, Dizzy Rascal will be in the Radio 1 studio with his box full of tunes. That's going to be good.
He's good, isn't he?
Really good. So that's Monday from 7 p.m. Florence is on Tuesday. Lost Prophets present the show on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, yes, the cast of Inbetweeners.
Oh, amazing.
So good. Simon Bird, James Buckley and Joe Thomas will be in on Thursday. So Dizzy Monday, Florence Tuesday, Lost Prophets Wednesday, cast of Inbetweeners on Thursday. And with Hugh Stevens by their side to help them a little bit, that's next week from 7 p.m. on the Zane Lowe Takeovers on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Rob in London is confused. He says, first you say Westwood's going into sue Celebrity Big Brother house. I don't know that for sure. It's just my speculation. I've just worked it out with a series of clues. And then you say the big dog is at Zane Lowe's house. Which one is it, please? No, we said there's a dog at Zane's house because he's away in New Zealand for all robbers out there. And now people are threatening to call the RSPCA. No, the dog isn't on its own. And even if it was, it's very self-sufficient, that dog.
It had tuna pasta baked last night.
Yeah, made it for itself. Easy to do. So don't worry about the dog, and please don't call the RSPCA. There is someone else there with it in the house.
It's big, burly security guard.
Yes. Guarding over Zane's house. It's 7:17. This is Radio 1. Right, time for the Posh Radio 4 Lady with Dear Scott, the stuff you've been saying to us this week.
Hey, Dear Scott.
Hi.
I'm in a big physical problem. I think I fell in love with a boy, but he told me just to be friends. But anyway, I feel I have to reach his heart to try to turn him up to love me. Please suggest me what to do. My mind goes already crazy. Love, Ash from London.
Hi, Ash from London.
Aww.
Oh, that's a bit sad. Thing is, when boys say, let's just be friends, eventually...
They can be persuaded.
They can be persuaded. They do give in eventually.
Yeah.
Like your boyfriend gave in.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
After quite a long time.
She was like on her hands and knees going, please, please.
No, I wasn't.
Eventually.
I was pretending that I just wanted to be friends.
You
and
pretended.
And that was fine with me. But secretly I thought, no, if I'm friends with him for long enough, he'll then realise how amazing I am.
Right.
And he did.
Right. What was he like? Go on then. Yeah, just the once.
Yeah,
that's what
and then
like.
2 years later, he's still saying that.
How beautiful. Brilliant.
But I think if girls say, just be friends,
yeah.
that means, yeah, you've got no hope. But if boys
say it,
let's just be friends,
eventually
they can easily
they'll
be
come
persuaded.
Round
they'll
to your
crack.
Way of thinking. They'll crack.
You can break them down.
So there we are, Ash. Eventually, you will break him down.
Just pretend you're not interested for a bit. And
keep
then,
at it.
Yeah.
Maybe don't return his text for a while.
Yes, that works really well.
Anyway, that's our love advice for today. next.
Dear all of the Scott Mills team.
Hi.
I tuned in as normal to listen to your show, but to my surprise, I found out that Westwood was stepping in for you. It made me wonder whether Westwood is still in love with Becky. Maybe that is why he said he would do the show. Maybe Becky could have a baby by him instead.
Oh.
Love you loads. Alex Fern, Kent.
Well, if he goes in the CBeeb house, he's got Nicola T to look after. Think about it. Or even Stephanie Beecham.
He did do our show, didn't he, between Christmas and New Year?
Yeah. I heard really good, actually.
Maybe he did sign up because he thought I'd be in.
I don't think he's interested in you anymore. I think he's moved on.
Mm.
He's not mentioned it for a while. Next.
Dear Scott, I know you have talked before about people changing their relationship status on Facebook. I have to admit, I'm a bit of a Facebook addict. I can be on it all night without realising that hours have gone by and have even been known to message people in the same room as me rather than talk to them.
Yep.
It's got so bad lately that my girlfriend makes me have a no Facebook hour every night between 8 and 9, where we have to eat dinner together, watch some TV and have conversations.
Rubbish.
She bans me from having my phone during this time and makes me put it upstairs so I can't be tempted.
I think a lot of people have this. Like, times in your life where there has to be a no Facebook or Twitter zone.
Mm.
Otherwise, you just don't ever talk to anybody.
However, I have attached a video of a man I found on YouTube who is in the church getting married and then reaches for his phone to change his status before the happy couple say, I do. Even I wouldn't check Facebook at my own wedding. Love you, Dean from Winchester.
What, so he changed the Facebook status while they were getting married?
Sounds like it.
Weird. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Crazy. Crazy.
I want that on my phone.
Crazy.
Anything else you want to know? Send me an email, put Dear Scott on the subject, and then send it to...
Crazy.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, it's you against Becky, so please text in your scores when you've got them. 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
Remember, if you cheat, you're only cheating yourself, so be honest and don't text in before we've even played the game saying you've got 3 out of 3, because I'll know it's not true.
Robbie Williams would be so proud to know that his hoodie was covered in toothpaste.
Why did you have to say that?
What's wrong with having a Robbie Williams hoodie on?
It's a Rude Box hoodie, actually, from that era. Remember,
right.
I did the interview with him, I said, like, I wear this often because it's very comfortable and blue.
It's a very nice colour.
It is. It was dark, all right. And early. Right, let's play the game.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Alan Carr?
Yes.
Love him. Do you think he's a big fan of Star Wars?
No. I think he's like us and has never... I've never seen Star Wars. I'm never going to.
I don't have any interest in it.
No.
I know that's going to provoke a lot of beef on the text, but I don't care. Don't care about any sci-fi. Don't care about Star Trek. Don't care about any of that. But do you think Alan does? Is he a sci-fi buff?
I hope not.
My question to you... How long could Alan Carr talk about Star Wars for before he ran out of things to say?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Let's find out. Now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Alan Carr talking about Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars. It's a futuristic film. Is it? Yes, it is futuristic, even though it looks like most of the sets come from IKEA. It is about Luke Skywalker, who lost his father, and then he goes with his lightsaber all across the universe fighting aliens with two robots called C-3PO and R2-D2, who sounds a bit like me. And he, and if you haven't seen it, Darth Vader's his father, isn't it? No, the Emperor. The Emperor. You haven't seen it. There's lots of stormtroopers everywhere. And a Millennium Falcon.
That's it. Millennium Falcon. 42 seconds he managed to go on without giving up.
Oh! What's occurring?
Pretty impressive. I wouldn't have got that far.
Lee in Essex got it.
Well done, Lee. Question. What's the greatest book ever written?
Dictionary.
That is good.
It's quite good, isn't it? It's got a lot in it.
Yeah.
Or Harry Potter. Or the John Barrowman book. What's that called? I've forgotten.
My Life or something?
Yeah.
The one I left at Fern Cotton's house by mistake after... Did you not know that?
You still haven't picked it up, have you?
It's still there. The one that doesn't speak gave me John Barrowman.
That was your Christmas present from The One That Doesn't Speak.
He gave me the autobiography.
It was signed by John Barrowman as well, wasn't it? In The One That Doesn't Speak's writing.
It wasn't signed. It was. It was signed by John. Really not.
I love the way he signed, because he got something, what was it, Peggy from EastEnders something or other for our boss.
Yeah.
And he signed that, and John Barrowman and Peggy from EastEnders have exactly the same handwriting.
They do, it's
very
amazing.
Similar to that of The One That Doesn't Speak.
Yeah. Did you sign it Love Peggy as well, which is not her real name? It's clearly Barbara Windsor.
I love it that he got Barbara Windsor merchandise for Christmas.
I know. Anyway, greatest book ever written is what the question we asked Stupid Street. What do you think the most popular answer was? What is the greatest book ever written?
I think that's a Harry Potter or Da Vinci Code.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went onto the Street of Stupidity and asked them, what's the greatest book ever written?
Probably Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yes. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I worked in childcare for a while. You get to, like, go through the, the apples and the watermelon and stuff. I really like it.
I've got two. I've got three. Tony Adams, another one, Patrick Vieira, and Thierry Henry.
I read the Sophie Kinsella, Confessions of Shopaholic and Dreamworld of Shopaholic, and Can You Keep a Secret? That's a really good one.
Victoria Beckham. I thought it's fantastic. It's her first ever one, and she was so simple. I think she still is, though. People just misunderstand her, but it's wonderful. It's just everything that she went through, all the auditions and how the Spice Girls got together. You know, everyone thinks they've been friends for years and they haven't, and it was the audition that they had, and, you know, and the image that they've given her, and even like things like guys she was seeing, and, you know, her insecurities and things like that, her weight, because she was a chubby girl. So, you know, it was I thought it was really good. Yeah.
A book by Mary Higgins Clark, but I can't remember the name.
What was it about?
I honestly can't remember.
My favourite book. Wow, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. There's a book that I read. It's about a bunch of women cheating on each other with their friends, boyfriends, and all that. I can't remember who it's by, but it's that's all I can think of. Yeah.
See, that makes me want to read the Victoria Beckham one now. It really does.
She sold it really well, didn't she?
She did. Got everything in there.
I forgot about the Shopaholic books. They are well good.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say they're the best books ever written,
ever.
But they are really good.
Ever. Harry Potter was in there, so I'm actually going to give you a point there. I am.
Oh! What's occurring?
Bad news, everyone. Sarah Cox's voice has finally given up.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw her last
it's
night.
It's knackered.
Yeah.
Broken. Can't speak.
What I loved is that she said that her boyfriend really loved it at first, but now it was just annoying him that she couldn't speak back. He had a bit of silence and he was like, oh, actually, no, you're serious. You really can't talk.
No. So we actually don't know who is going to do Sarah Cox's show today. Fern Cotton show presented by Sarah Cox, now presented by someone else. Don't know who. Place your bets now, please.
Hugh Stevens. Oh, no, is he doing... Oh, no, you can't do two in a day. Grimmy.
Might be me again.
You're just going to stay until one?
I don't mind. If they need me to, I'll be there. I'm being told in my ear not to say that.
I think the one that doesn't speak would like to go home at some point.
Okay, that was a joke. I don't mean that at all. I can't think of anywhere I'd rather not be. So I'm just gone the other way now.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sarah Cox is not on today, but we did do Carry On Singing with her a while ago. It was a Kings of Leon special. We played Sarah... three tracks from Kings of Leon, then stopped them, and she had to carry on singing. Out of three, how many would she be able to guess the words to correctly? Correct word I need?
One.
One out of three?
Sex on Fire, I think.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox carrying on singing. First one.
Hey,
down a handy mo. Running around and watch you anymore.
Good effort. She carried on. Don't think they're the words. So that's a no from me.
It sounded a bit similar though.
Yeah, it was the same tune, just weird words. Next. You want it,
she's got it. And Molly Chambers and who got her inside. And you want it, and you got it. Molly Chambers on the funny side. Molly Chambers on the funny side. Break it down.
Oh.
Bless her.
She's got some of them, but I don't think I can say yes to that. Last one.
This sex is on fire. Oh, I feel my tire. Oh. My pants are on fire. My sex is on fire. Is your sex on fire? I'll put it out.
I think that's well, she kind of got it at the beginning. She said, yeah, your sex is on fire. It kind of lost it a bit after
point
that.
Point for trying.
Let's have a point for trying. Go on, then. Text me your scores, please. How did you do against Arbecke? 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh!
Okay. Disc got action. The posh Radio 4 lady, for the last time this week, reading out the stuff that you've been saying to us on the email.
Hey, Scott and team. I made some pictures, sketched and inked, that were just to put on my wall because drawing is my hobby. Only when I finished did I notice that they look like Radio 1 DJs. This is really weird. I have strangely drawn a random collection of Radio 1 DJs, like Scott, Becky and Tim Westwood. Why? I have no idea. I will hopefully send you a pic ASAP. See you soon. Winking smiley. Bye. X. Ella, 13.
Thanks, Ella. How do you do that by mistake?
I can't draw anyway, so I don't know how you...
Have you seen me drawing?
Oh, my God. Have you ever tried to draw pictures of Radio 1 DJs?
I can't draw anything. The only thing I can do is a heart.
And you can do...
And a house.
A cat.
I can't do a cat. I can't do
you
any
can't
animals.
You can't do a cat.
You know, like, people say to me, right, we've done this on air before, like, just picture what they look like in your head and then draw them. Now, I can picture them, but I can't transfer that to paper.
So, draw a picture of Chris Moyles quickly.
See, I can't even do the head.
His head's not that big. What's that? You've just done sort of hair all the way round, like beard and...
There he is.
Right. No, I know that looks like the Gruffalo.
You're thinking, that looks like it's been done by a four-year-old.
Yeah.
I really can't do it.
Just write who it is next to it and then it might get away
Chris.
With it.
Moyles.
I don't think that's a good idea. I'd quite like to see those pictures, though. If you've got them, take a picture and send them to us.
Yeah, send them in, Ella. Right then, next one.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Last Saturday, I was watching TV and found that the movie Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus was on the Sci-Fi Channel. I decided to watch a bit since you said it was so good. Hee hee, I can't believe you like it so much. Nat from Swansea.
Nat, what is not to like about Mega Shark vs. Giant Octopus? If you haven't seen this film, they keep playing it on the Sci-Fi Channel at the moment. Best bit, I think, without doing a plot spoiler, is when the shark comes out of the water and eats the bridge. That's a good bit. But I think that film is about to be replaced in my affections by this one.
Must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
Not long to go now until it comes out.
When's it out?
March 2010. Loads of blokes get into a hot tub and then time travel.
Hot tub time machine.
Look it up on the internet, it's going to be ace. Next!
Hey Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. For my A-level coursework, I've got to find a spoken story. And although I haven't looked that hard, I thought you might be a source of inspiration, as you're always chatting about things that happen to you. If you could read one out, that would be amazing, and save me loads of time. Winking smiley. Luke, off of London.
Right, I probably need to have to think about this to find a good story for Luke. But I mean, we're willing to help if it'll save you loads of time.
Why don't you do the one where the high-speed car chase one? When you were involved in that.
Right, where I was being chased in a car and then I hid from them.
Why were you being chased?
Because I nudged the wheel of someone else's parked car, and these big burly blokes got out and went, just get out the car, yeah? And I didn't get out of the car, I sped off at high speed, and there was that screeching noise like you get off films. As I went round the corner, and it was getting dark, so I just hid in a side road, turned my lights off, and ducked down in the driver's seat, hoping they wouldn't see me. The end.
That was quite a good one.
Yeah.
What about the one where you got in a car and it wasn't your taxi, it was someone else's car?
That was not that long ago, actually. I just got into some random's car outside my house, and I was like, hello! And what are you doing? And I was like, oh, sorry, you're not the taxi then. There you are, Luke. There's two really quite rubbish stories for you to be going on with. If you need a better one, email me back. Next.
Hi, Scott. If you want the exact opposite of your cake show, have a look at cakerex.blogspot.com when professional cakes go horribly wrong. The first post at the moment is actually nice cakes, but if you scroll down or click on classics on the right, there are some absolute shockers. Great show, BTW. Cheers, Kathy in Munich.
Thank you, Kathy, one of our international listeners, unless there's a Munich in the UK.
I think this is a website that was in the paper a few weeks ago.
What, just loads of really bad cakes?
Well, yeah, no, where they've written the wrong thing on it or, like, messed it up by putting... It's normally when they've written something really bad by mistake or haven't spelt people's names right.
Oh, right,
or,
OK. I suggest that you watch Ace of Cakes on the Food Network. I'm getting so many emails about this show now. It's like Pimp My Cake. There's loads of, like, quite rare dudes on there and using blowtorches and soldering irons to make cakes. And not just your any old cake. These are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant cakes. Watch it. It's on all the time. I'm now getting a load of people texting in saying, well, you said you don't like sci-fi about half an hour ago when talking about Star Wars, and then you're watching the Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah, but like a lot of things on the Sci-Fi Channel, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus is nothing to do with sci-fi whatsoever. I don't even know what they call it, that, the Sci-Fi Channel. It's 9:20 on Radio 1. Send me an email if there's anything you want the PR4L to read out. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, I don't like to gossip. You know that, right? But I'm going to now. Westwood has just been given 2 weeks off at very short notice. And I think that's suspect. Because you don't get very short notice holidays like that, really, when you work at Radio 1 or 1 Extra. Now, normally... hopefully you're listening to my show when we're on in the afternoons at 4 o'clock. But did you know that other radio shows are on at that time as well, including Westwood, who's on at 4 p.m. on 1 Extra. He just sits through there, doesn't he, when we're on. Mm. But not next week. From Monday, they've given him 2 weeks off, as he announced on his Twitter last night. And I think, I don't know this, but I think it means that he is going into the Big Brother house. And you know what happens? When they put people in late... it's normally to cause a bit of tension and to ruffle things up a bit, isn't it? Mm. Do you remember when, Jackie went in? That was because her son's ex-wife was in there, and it did cause some tension. I think, this is my theory, I think I know why Westwood is going in late.
Why?
To cause some tension, because we think that Stephanie Beecham may have been his first girlfriend.
Really?
Childhood sweethearts. Maybe it ended quite badly.
What, he dumped her or she dumped him?
I don't know, but I think he probably dumped her. Mm. But I think they were probably childhood sweethearts, went a bit wrong at the end, and the Big Brother producers are hoping that they can rekindle their passion.
Maybe it was because he grew that moustache.
Eh?
When he was younger, he had a moustache.
Westwood had a moustache?
Yeah.
Why do I not know this before now?
Have you not seen the picture?
No.
It's brilliant. Yeah, so maybe what was happening is that they were kind of first girlfriend and boyfriend.
Then he tickled her with her moustache.
She was like, oh no,
darling, yeah, I don't know this moustache lot nonsense.
And then she dumped him.
Imagine it, though, if they're in the house together.
Hello, darling.
Come home to daddy.
Oh, baby.
It's the kingpin, the crown holder, the car show king, holding down the number one spot, the big dog pitbull, the go-hard brother, the UK's number one DJ.
Oh, baby, you better pull yourself together.
Stick a fork in it, put some sauce on it, it's done.
No, I was really genuinely underwhelmed.
Either that or he's just going on holiday for 2 weeks. Maybe he's filming a new ad for Thomas Cook, like the Redknapps did.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to go to the beach.
What? Oh, no.
I'm going to play some golf with my shirt off. Oh. Think about it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.